Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachas Daf Ayin Zayin. And for those listening online, this is Elisha Greff filling in for Rabbi Leibowitz, who is away for the weekend. He will be back, God willing, to give the shiur on Monday morning. Today's shiur is sponsored anonymously L'schus Refuah Shleima for Sora Rivka Bas Hinda Bela. We hope that today's learning is a schus for Refuah Shleima for her, and we thank the anonymous sponsor very much for the continued sponsorship. So today we begin a new perek in Maseches Menachos, the eighth perek. The title of the perek is Hatoda, and the perek aptly discusses various halachas regarding the Karban Toda. Now, one aspect of the Karban Toda that we've already alluded to multiple times over the course of the Masechta is that the Toda was accompanied by 40 loaves. And the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, is going to talk about how many se'in of flour were used in baking all of the 40 loaves of the Karban Toda. And we're going to see that, we've already learned actually in the Masechta, that the loaves of the Karban Toda were not identical to each other. Rather, they were broken into four different categories of 10 loaves each. So 10 of the loaves were matzah, were chametz rather. 30 of the loaves were matzah. And of the 30 loaves of matzah, there were three different types of matzah. So we're going to see how much flour went into the making of each of the types of chalos for the Karban Toda. And the Gemara is going to get into a little bit of Talmudic math, which is difficult for people like me who are bad at math generally. The math in the Talmud is generally a little bit more confusing, but should be easy enough to plow our way through. The Mishnah on top of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis is going to talk about the process of separating Truma from the Chalos. So we know that there are 40 Chalos. We know that each of the Chalos contain a different amount of flour. And the question is, how do you separate Truma from those various chalos of the Karban Toda? And that will take us through the end of today's daf. So before we begin the Masechta, before we begin the Perek, rather, about Karban Toda, just to mention the famous Vard, I think it's the Netziv, says why exactly the Karban Toda is accompanied by 40 loaves. The point is that it should be accompanied by so much food that you have no choice but to distribute the loaves to your friends, to the masses, to get them to eat it all before they become pasul during the Zman Achila. And the point is, because the Karban Toda is a karban that expresses thanksgiving, and what better way to express thanksgiving than by sharing the good news with everybody around you? And that's why it's accompanied by so many loaves. But anyway, so Toda. So the Karban Toda, which again was accompanied by 40 loaves, 10 of chametz, 30 of matzah, haisaba chamesh se'in Yerushalmios, were made with 5 se'in of flour according to the Yerushalmi measure, shehein sheish midbarios, which are 6 se'in of flour according to the measure in the midbar, according to the midbarios measure. Why? Because obviously after the Jews at a certain point in history left Yerushalayim and went into the midbar, when they went into Golos, all of the measurements were increased by 1/6. So we'll see in the Gemara that it's a shtus milabar. So in other words, the way that we would calculate a sixth is that if we said that there were 5 units of something, and then it's increased by a sixth, we would increase it by 1/6 of 5. In the Gemara, when we say it was increased by a sixth, what we mean is that there were 5 units of something, and it was increased by an entire measure. So based on the new measurement, the increase is 1/6. So instead of 5 in a fraction, it's 6. Okay, and then the Mefarshim explain also that after the Churban of the Bayis Sheni, they added another sixth onto the midah, and that was called a midah siporis. So we see over time they changed the measurement slightly. We're going to see in the Gemara why they were only able to change the measurements by 1/6 increments at a time. So the Toda came from 5 sin of flour, Yerushalmis, which are 6 sin of flour in the Midbarius measure. Shtei Ephos, that equals 2 Ephos. Now further formula, Ha'Epha Shalosh Sin, each Epha is 3 sin. So already we know that we're obviously talking now in the Mishnah about the Sin Midbarios, because if we're saying it was two Eifas, and each Eifa is three Sin, and we said it's a total of six Sin, that formula only works, obviously, if we're calculating in accordance with the Mida Midbarios, but the six Sin of Midbarios are two Eifos. Good. Okay. Esrim Isaron. Now, those two Eifos, or six Sin, were comprised of 20 Isaron. Now, the 20 Isaron of flour was not divided equally across the loaves, however. Asara l'chametz v'asara l'matzah. 10 Isaron of flour went into baking the 10 loaves of chametz, and the other 10 Isaron of flour went into baking the 30 loaves of matzah. So, it turns out, the Mishnah helps us with the calculation. Asara l'chametz, isaron l'chala. If there were 10 sin of flour that went into the baking of the chametz loaves, and there were 10 chametz loaves, so 10 over 10 is 1, so it's 1 isaron for each loaf. However, the asara l'matzah, and there were 10 sin that went into the baking of each of the different types of matzah. And now we said further, uba matzah shalosh minin. However, there were three different types of matzah. So the 30 loaves of matzah were not identical. There were three different types there. And the three different types are as follows. It's chalos, rekikin, or revucha. There was three different types of matzah. And the distinction is that chalos are mixed with the flour is mixed with shemen before the baking. Rekikin is that the flour is not mixed with shemen before the baking. It's only mixed with water before the baking, and the shemen is only applied to it after the baking. And revucha means that it's first scalded in hot water, and after that, it's baked in an oven. And after it's baked in an oven, it's fried in a frying pan, in more like a wafer. So it's fried in a frying pan with oil. So the different methods of baking these three types of matzah. But the point is that the 30 loaves of matzah were of three different types, 10 of each. So nimtzu, and we know that all of those 30 loaves were made with 10 isaron of flour. So nimtzu shalosh esronim v'shlish l'chol min v'min. So if there were 10 isaronos of flour, 10 isaron of flour that had to go into baking 30 loaves, so each 10 loaves was made with 3 1/3 sin of flour, roughly. Okay, v'shalosh chalos li'isaron. So now if there were 10 chalos in each type of matzah, and each type of matzah was made with 3 1/3 isaron, so each three chalos were made with 1 isaron of flour. Okay, so that's the calculation according to the Mida Midbaris. Now, how about the Mida Yerushalmis? So, the Mida Yerushalmis, hayu shloshim kav, there were 30 kav. So, chamisha asar l'chametz v'chamisha asar l'matzah. So, the math is very similar. It's 15 kav. Half of it went to the chametz loaves, and half of it went to the 30 matzah loaves. Chamisha asar l'chametz, if it was 15 for 10 loaves, then kav umechza l'chala. Then it was a kav umechza for each chala. Chamisha asar l'matzah, and if there were 15 loaves for the matzah, uva matzah shalosh minim, and there were three different types of matzah, chalos, rekikin, revucha, nimtzu chameshes kavin l'chol min v'min, because there was a total of 15 kav for the 30 loaves, and there were three different types, so it's 5 kav for each loaf, so v'shtei chalos l'kav, so the math is easy, so each 2 chalos was 1 kav of flour, therefore the 10 chalos is made with 5 kava flour. Okay, so this Mishnah all about how much flour went into baking the loaves of the Karban Toda. So the Gemara asks a fundamental question. So Toda Haisa Ba Chamesh Sein Yerushalmios. So the Toda came from 5 Sin Yerushalmios. Siminani Mili. How do we know this? So the question is, how do we know what? And Rashi points out, so over here in Rashi, and it actually started in the previous Masechta, so what we have up top on Rashi is not really Rashi, that's another Mefarash. The Rashi Kisfeyad, the Rashi Ksavyad, which is on the bottom, is thought to be the real Rashi over here. But if you look in where the regular Rashi is, the Minani Mili, he explains the Eifa Shalosh Sin. One of the things of the Mishnah is that we said that there were two Eifos, because according to the Midah Midbarios, it was made of six sin, and six sin equals two aphos, meaning that an apha is three sin. Therefore, six sin is two aphos. So that's the question that the Gemara is asking. How do we know that an apha is three sin? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chista di Amar Kra, because it says as follows in a pasuk, Ha'efa v'habas tuchan echad yiyeh, that the efa and the bas are the same measurement, they have the same volume. So, ma bas shalosh se'in, just like this measurement called the bas is shalosh se'in, af efa shalosh se'in, also an efa, the measurement of an efa is also three se'in. So the Gemara then asks the next logical question, ubas gufa minolan, so we're comparing an efa to a bas, and we're saying just because the bas is three se'in, so too the efa is three se'in, well how do we know that the bas itself is three se'in? So says the Gemara, ilei memedichsev, if you want to bring me Uriah from the following pasuk that it says, laseis masar hachomer habas, that we're giving maiser of liquid chomer. Chomer is just stuff. So we're giving maiser from liquid in a shear of a bas. Seifanami haksiv, but also by an eifa it says, vasiris hachomer ha'eifa, that it says that that the maiser of dry chomer is an eifa. So we don't know what a chomer is. Ella chomer lo yadana kama kama. So I don't know what a chomer is. Hachanami lo yadana kama. So I also don't know what a bas is. In other words, I'm asking the question, how do I know that an eifa is three sin? And I'm trying to bring a raya from a pasuk that compares an eifa to a bas, which would be a great raya if I knew what a bas was. And then I try to bring a raya from a pasuk that compares it to a chomer, which would also be a good raya if I knew what a chomer was, but I don't know what a bas is, I don't know what a chomer is, so how do you know that an eifa is three sin of flour? So says the Gemara, Ela Mehacha. So we learn it from here. V'chok ha-shemen habas ha-shemen, u'maiser habas minakur, and the maiser of a bas from the kur is aseres habatim chomer, ki aseres habatim chomer. Okay, so that's all in a pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel. So we have to look in Rashi to understand what in the world is going on in this pasuk. So if you look again in the regular Rashi on the right side of the Amud, he says like this. It's a little bit less than halfway down on the page. Elameyacha meiser habas min akur v'kur yadina. So we know what a kur is. Vaday shu shloshim se'in. A kur is 30 sin, lefishu lashon, because a kur is a lashon of the chachamim, so we knew exactly what that was. Nimtza, so we know that if a bas is meiser from a kur, and a kur is 30 sin, meiser is 1/10. So what's 1/10 of 30? It's 3. So that's how I know that a bas is 3. And once I know that a bas is 3, and I have a pasuk comparing an eifa to a bas, I also know that each eifa is 3 se'in. Okay, so that's how Rashi explains we know what an eifa is. So now the Gemara is going to talk about something that was mentioned implicitly in the Mishnah, which is that at a certain point in history, they increased the measurements by a sixth. The Midah Yerushalmis, it's 5 sin. In the Midah of the Midbarios, it was 6 sin because they increased the Midah. So says the Gemara as follows: Amar Shmuel, Ein Mosif in Al Amidos Yoser Mishtus. We do not increase the measurements by more than a sixth. Velo Amalpeya Yoser Mishtus, and we don't increase the value of the currency by more than a sixth. Vamishtaker lo yishtaker Yoser Mishtus. And anybody who wants to make a profit cannot make a profit by more than a sixth. So the Rishonim struggle, what do you mean that if you want to make a profit, you don't make a profit more than a sixth? They try to fit it into the halachos of Onah and Bitul Mekach, because there are halachos over here that we've learned about how you're not allowed to charge people by more than a sixth, and if you overcharge by more than a sixth, then the Mekach is batal. And we also saw that there are other things with respect to which things that are sold by number, you can't even cheat people by even less than a sixth, because if they're sold by number and you don't sell the number, then the whole mekach is batal. So the Rishonim try to ascertain what exactly the Gemara is talking about here. So one of the deos is that we're talking about We're talking about chaye ochel nefesh. We're talking about things that are really necessary to live. We're talking about staples. But by things that's the Rashbam shita, that by things that are staples that you need in order to subsist, you're not allowed to overcharge by more than a sixth. But by things that are not staples, then you would be perhaps allowed to charge more than a sixth and make more than a sixth of profit. And the Sma, the Sefer Mirror Sinayim, he divides it into three dinim. Things that are ochel nefesh, like wine and oil and flour, that you're allowed to profit by less than a sixth. Things that are not chaye and ochel nefesh at all, you're allowed to profit as much as you want. And things that are somewhere in between, that they're not staples, but they're not pure luxuries, that you're allowed to profit only by 1/6 exactly. But the Gemara had said, the reason that we cited this was that you're not allowed to increase the measurements by more than a sixth. So my time, Safrek the Gemara, why is that the case? So Ilema Mishamaf Kuitara, if it's because of inflation, so, and it's actually funny. So Rashi, the Kisfayad over here explains what the concern is here of inflation. It's about halfway down. He said it's because Kishamabdil Amidos Yoser, Maskila Shar Lis Yaker, Bibnei Yaseros Amidos. When you start increasing the measurements, the price that people pay for the goods is obviously going to increase because now they're getting more. They used to be getting less. Now they're getting more. When we talk shayastelis yaker ma'at holuchemis yaker harbe, and now once it starts increasing immediately in price, then it's going to tumble out of control. It's going to snowball, and the price is going to increase by a great deal. Demisheni yadea tosfei amido sover derav baliolam misyaker yoser yoser. So why is this going to be inflationary? It should just be proportional. So Rashi explains because people are going to see that the price is rising. They're not going to realize that the price is rising because the amount that they're getting is greater. They're going to think they're getting the same amount, but they're paying more, and that's going to stimulate a psychological effect of just snowballing out of control, because people are going to think, oh, why is the price rising? There's obviously a hunger, and then the price is going to rise uncontrollably. So that's why, so if, says Gemara, if that's the case, if we're worried about inflation, siyochi shtus namilo. So why do we say that we're not allowed to increase the measurements by more than a sixth? You shouldn't even be allowed to increase the measurement by a sixth exactly. So ela mishum ona, rather it's because of ona, ki echad lo lahavil bitomekach, so that it's not a bitomekach. Why? Because again, the dinim of ona is that if the overcharge is by more than a sixth, then the mekach is batal. If the overcharge is exactly by 1/6, then it's kano machzor ona, then the kinyan is valid, but you have to return the difference. And so maybe that's why, maybe the reason that we focus on a sixth and more than a sixth is to fit it into the halachas of ona, but that can't be. V'ha'ama Rava, because Rava says the din that we alluded to a couple of minutes ago, called over Shavimida, V'shavimishkel, V'shavimminyan, afilu pachos b'chdei ona chozer, because those if you sell those type of items that are sold by weight or by volume or by number, even if the difference in what you get and what you thought you were getting is less than a sixth, still the mekach is batal. So if you want to tell me that they set it at a sixth to avoid bitul mekach, that doesn't avoid bitul mekach, because sometimes the mekach is going to be batal anyway. So says the Gemara, elamishim tagra, it's because of the merchants, ki hecha delolim taya. It's so that they don't experience, a loss. Now why? Because the merchants, Rashi explains, merchants obviously have to make a profit. So the merchants would buy something for X amount, they would buy something for $5, let's say, and they would sell it for $6. So, because they have to make a profit of a sixth. So if you increased the price by a sixth, so that the merchant was buying it for six and selling it for six, then the merchant wouldn't be making any money. So you have to make sure that the merchant is always able to make money. So says the Gemara, Diana. So ki echad lo limtiya Diana, so that he doesn't experience a loss of principle. So Diana hu de lo limtiya ravcha loboy zavin v'zavin tagrikri. Hang on a second. So what you're telling me is that you can't change the measurements or the prices by more than a sixth, because you have to make sure that if the merchant buys it for five, he should sell it for six. And if what he used to be able to buy for five, he has to buy for six now, he should still be able to sell it for six. It says that called a merchant, the guy who buys something for $6 and sells it for $6, he's not making any money. So you're trying to protect his livelihood by making sure that he collects his principal in return, but you're not protecting his profit. And if he's not profiting, then he's not a merchant. So you're not even protecting him. So says the Gemara, Elamar Rav Chista, Shmuel Kra Ashkach V'Darish. Really, the answer is that Shmuel found a pasuk and he darshened it. And he darshened it like this. Hashekel Esrim Geira. It says the shekel is Esrim Geira. Esrim Shkalim, 20 Shkalim. Chamishav Esrim Shkalim, 25 Shkalim. Asarav Chamisha Shkalim, 15 Shkalim. So if you do the math, it's 20 plus 25 plus 15. It's a total of 60. So Hamane Yielachem. And it says, Hamane Yielachem. So says the Gemara that Mana Mason Varbam Have. That a mana is 60 shkalim. And Rashi and so it says, let's read the pasuk. Shekel Esrim Geira, Esrim Shkalim, Chamisha Vesrim Shkalim, Asara Vachamisha Shekel. So it's a total of 60. So that's Hamane Yielachem. So mana musan varbon avi. So it says, is mana musan varbon? Mana is only 200, not 200, not 240. And in 60 shekel, you have 240 dinar, not 200 dinar. So why are you telling me that a total of 60 shekel is musan? Musan, no. Musan is only 50 shekel. It's not 60 shekel. So says the Gemara, elishmami natlas. So we learned from this three things. Shma mina mana shel kodesh kafel. So what we learned over here was that the mana of kodesh was kafel, and what Rashi explains is kafel davile masan vahanach arbam tfeil masayim, because usually a mana is 200 dinar. Over here, what we're saying is the mana is 240 dinar. Tosefesu to tosifu shtus arbam avishtus shel masayim, because what they did was they added 40 on top of 200, which again, in Gemara speak, is they added a sixth, because the 1/6 of 200 is 240, and is 40 rather, to give you a yield of 240. And Shma Mina Mosifin al Amidos, Ve Mosifin Yoser Mishtos. And what we see is that you're allowed to be Mosif on the Midos, but you're not allowed to be Mosif more than a six. Shma Mina Shtos Milabar. And we also see that Shtos Milabar. And Shtos Milabar, and Rashi in the Ksavyad explains, Shal Hei Pamim Arbam, Heviyum Ebechutz, Arbam Pamshishas. Because what's 200? 200 is 5 times 40. And when they wanted to add a six, instead of adding a six of 200, they took 1/5 of 200 and added that on top of 200. And then the total is the 200 over, they added another six from the outside. That's what the Gemara calls shtus milabar. V'lo aminan sheyachloku amasayim l'sheish chalakim, davei l'kol chelek v'chelek, shalosh v'shloshim, zuzin shlosh u'meyosan chalakim, nosef ala shtus ala mana. Okay, so we don't calculate a six the way that we would calculate a six, which is 1/6 of 200. The 1/6 is 1/6 of the total, so that the original is 5/6 of the total calculation. So we see all that from the pasuk. Says the Gemara, two lines up from the bottom, Samar Avina Masdisa Nami Deka. The Mishnah is also a Raya. Diktani, Toda Haisa Ba Chamesh Sin Yerushalmi, Yoshein Sheish Midbarios Shmamina. So the Gemara says, you're searching for Rayas that when you increase the measurements, you can't increase them by more than a sixth. You start trying to bring me fancy calculations from how much a mana was worth. Why don't you look at our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that there was a Midah Yerushalmis, and then when they changed to the Midah Midbarius, they went from 5 sin to 6 sin. And this, it's the same calculation. It's 5/6. It's shtus milabar. So from there we see that when you add, you're only allowed to add by a sixth, not by more than a sixth. Okay, so now we get to the next Mishnah, flipping over to Ayin Zayin Amabez. So Mikulam Hayanotel Echad Me'asara Truma. From each of the different types of loaves of the Karban Toda, they would take 1 out of 10 from 1 out of 10 for Truma. So Shenemar Vekriva Mimenu Echad Mikol Karban Truma LaHashem. Because it says that you have to bring one from each type of loaf, a Truma LaHashem. Echad, and what do we learn from the pasuk? Echad shlo yitol paros, that it has to be a whole loaf and not a broken loaf. Mikol karban shiu kolor karbanos shavos, that all of the karbanos have to be equal. What does that mean? Shlo yitol me karban al chavero, that you're not allowed to take from one karban onto the other. And Rashi explains in the Ksav Yad, Shem Hayim Mimin Zeh Chamisha Mimin Zeh Chamisha Asar, L'mafresh Mizel Zeh. That in other words, that the truma that you're taking has to be truma on the same type of loaf. That if I have different types of loaves and I'm taking truma from the loaf, it's got, the truma that I'm taking has got to be from the same type that I'm taking it on. So that's the second thing that we learn. Shaliyitol mikorban al chavero and lakoin azorek as damashlamim lo yiye, that truma should be for the kohen, on which kohen it should be, the kohen who's doing the avoda on the korban. Vashar necholam labalim, and the rest of the loaves are eaten by the bialim of the karban, and they're eaten in throughout Yerushalayim, just like regular kachim kalim are eaten by the bialim throughout Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Satana Rabbanan, v'yikruv mimenu min hamechubar. So it says that he has to bring from the mechubar, and from here we learn a number of halachos. Echad, it says, echad shalayitol paros, that you're not allowed to take a piece, it has to be a complete loaf. Be called karban, shiu kolar karban oshavo, shalayitol min karban al chavero. That you have to give, if you're giving truma on a certain type of loaf, the loaf that you're taking has to be of that same type. And truma lashem, Any odea mikama hi. It says truma lashem, but the problem is, I don't know what the measurement of truma is. We've been saying in the Mishnah, we've been assuming that it's 1/10. How do I know it's 1/10? Hareini dan, because I'm going to done the following limud. Nemar kan truma. It says over here truma. V'nemar b'trumas meiser truma. And it says by trumas meiser, the truma that the levi has to give from the meiser that the levi gets, he has to give the coin then truma. So trumas meiser truma malalon echad me'asara. Just like over there by trumas meiser, it's 1/10. Afkan echad me'asara. Also over here, it's 1/10. Says the Gemara, how do you know to compare it to Trumas Meiser? O klach l'derech zu. Nemar kan Truma, it says over here Truma, v'nemar bibikurim Truma, and it says by Bikurim Truma. Now, mala halon ein lo shir, af kan ein lo shir. Just like Bikurim has no shir, also perhaps over here, the shir of Truma has no shir. So says the Gemara, no, it doesn't make sense to don from Bikurim. Why? Because nira lamidome. So what is it more comparable to? Done in truma sheinacharei truma. We should be done a truma that doesn't need other truma taken from it. Me truma sheinacharei truma. In other words, we should done the truma over here from trumas meiser. That's the last thing that happens. There's truma, there's meiser, and then there's trumas meiser. That's the end of the road. That's it. And ain danin ev al yochiach bikurim sheyeshacharei truma. We shouldn't learn the measurement of this truma from Bikurim, because Bikurim is a type of truma, it's a type of giving over that also has a truma after it. What's the other truma that comes after it? Rashi says, Bikurim yeshacharei truma de la'achar shevi Bikurim kishu kotzer tvuaso mafresh truma semaisros. Because, of course, you have to give the first fruits, you have to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. But what does the farmer do with the rest of the fruits after he gives the Bikurim? They're regular fruits. When he harvests them, he has to give truma semaisros. So Bikurim have a truma that come after it. And because Bikurim have a truma that come after it, it's not a good analogy to this truma, which is the last truma in the line. So again, we still want to compare our truma to Truma's Meiser. So says the Gemara, how do we even know that we're comparing it to Trumas Meiser? Oh, klach l'derech zu. Maybe we should learn the following lima. Dun in Truma Nacheles b'makom kadosh, mi Truma Nacheles b'makom kadosh. Maybe we should compare a Truma which is eaten in a makom kadosh to another Truma which is eaten in a makom kadosh. Val tochiach Trumas Meiser sh'necheles b'chol makom. And I shouldn't compare it to Trumas Meiser which is eaten any place. So how do I know that I'm supposed to be comparing it to Trumas Meiser? And what Rashi says is, this is again an attempt to say that maybe we should compare it to Bikurim, because both Bikurim and the Truma of the Lachmei Toda have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Trumas Meiser applies on all Eretz Yisrael. It could be eaten in all Eretz Yisrael. So why am I comparing it to Trumas Meiser? So Talma Lomar, Mimenu Truma Lashem, Vechsib, Trumas Meiser, Mimenu Truma, because it says, Mimenu Truma, Legzera Shava, it's Legzera Shava, Lamanu Latruma, She Echad Measara. So from here we know that the Truma is 1/10. Avalenia Dea Mikama, but I don't know how much flour I'm taking the 1/10 from. So says the Gemara, Avalenia Dea Mikama Hichala. I don't know how much it is. So Arini Dun, so let me done the following. Nemarkan Lechem. It says over here Lechem. Venemar Lahalon Bishtea Lechem Lechem. And it says by the Shtea Lechem, it says Lechem. Malahalon, just like by the Shtea Lechem, Isaron Lachala. It's an Isaron for each chala. So the Truma is gonna be 1/10 of an Isaron. Afkan Isaron Lachala. Also over here, it's Isaron Lachala. So how do I know to compare it to the Shtei Alechem? O Klach L'Derechzu. Maybe I should compare the other way. Nemar Kan Lechem, V'Nemar V'Lechem Aponim Lechem. It says over here by the Lachmei Toda Lechem, it says by the Lechem Aponim Lechem, Malahalon Shtei Esronos, just like by the Lechem Aponim, it's two Esronos, Afkan Shtei Esronos. Maybe over here it should also be two Esronos of flour, not one Esaron. So Nira L'Midome, no, we have to look at what's more comparable. Dun in Mincha B'Chameitz Imazevach, Mimincha makes more sense to compare it to a Shtei Alechem, because just like the Shtei Alechem, it's a bread that's accompanied by a carbon and the bread is chametz. So too, the Lachmei Toda, or at least 10 of them, is a bread that accompanies a carbon and the bread is also chametz. And don't compare it to Lechem Aponim, because Lechem Aponim is a standalone carbon. It's a standalone offering. It doesn't come with a carbon. And they're also made out of chametz. And they're also made out of matzah, rather. So compare it rather to Shtei Alechem, not to Lechem Aponim. Says the Gemara, O Klach L'Derech Zu, or maybe compare the other way. Dun in Mincha Ba Me'aretz V'chutzel Aretz. Maybe we should compare a mincha which comes from Eretz Yisrael and Chutzal Aretz, mina chadash or mina yashan. It could come from anything. Mi mincha ba me eretz v'chutzal aretz mina chadash or mina yashan. We should compare the toda, which can come from chadash or yashan, or flour that was harvested in from wheat in Eretz Yisrael, or flour that was harvested in Chutzal Aretz. Maybe we should compare that to the Lechem Aponim, because the Lechem Aponim likewise was able to come from Chadash or Yashan, from Eretz Yisrael or from Chutz Laaretz, and Va'al Yochiach Shtei Alechem, and we shouldn't compare it to Shtei Alechem Shein Boz Ela Mina Chadash, because Shtei Alechem only comes Mina Chadash U'mina Aretz, and it only comes from Eretz Yisrael. Tamalomar, therefore it says in the Pasuk, Mimosh Vosh Seichem Taviu lechem tenufashtayim. It says in pasuk mimoshvashtechem taviu lechem tenufashtayim she'ain tamalomar taviu. It didn't have to say taviu. It could have just said mimoshvashtechem lechem tenufashtayim. Umatamalomar taviu. And why does it say taviu? Shekal mashata mevi mimakom acher hareyu kazeh. Because it says legabe. Lechem, but Lagabe the Shtei Alechem, it says Mimosh Vaseichem Taviu, meaning that whenever you're bringing bread in another context, it has to be like this. Mala alone Isaron Lachala, Afkan Isaron Lachala. Just like over there by the Lechem, by the Shtei Alechem, it's each Chala is one Isaron. So too over here, and this ties back to the calculation we saw in the previous Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, there are 10 loaves of Chametz, 10 isronos of flour in total, meaning each loaf is one isaron. Says the Gemara, imala alon shtei isronos afkan shtei isronos. So, if that's the case, just like over there, it's shtei isronos, so too over here, it should be a total of shtei isronos. So, tamalomar tihiyeh, that tihiyena. No, what it says in the pasuk is tihiyena, that each loaf has to be one Isaron. So don't assume that the 10 loaves of the Lachmei Toda have to be only two Isronos. The reason that the Shtei Alechem is two Isronos is because each loaf is an Isaron. So over here, when we have 10 loaves, the 10 loaves have to be 10 Isronos. Very simple. So Lamadlu Asara Lachametz. So now, up until now, we know that 10 Isronos go to the 10 loaves of Chametz. Asara l'matzah minayin. How do we know that the 30 loaves of matzah are also made from that same measurement of flour, from 10 isronos of flour in total? Tamalomar alachalos lechem chametz. Neged chametz have matzah. The same measurement of flour that we use to make the chametz loaves should be used to make the matzah loaves. Nimtzu esrim isronos lachmei toda. It comes that the total amount of flour was 20 isronos for lachmei toda. Asor lachametz v'asor lamatzah. 10 for chametz, 10 for matzah. Yachal asor shav matzah lo yakul an elamim min echad. I might think that the 30 loaves of matzah made from the 10 isronos of flour all have to be identical. Tamalomar imal toda yakri venu vikriv al zevachat toda chalos matzos bluz vashemen rikike matzos meshulcha vashemen soles morcheves. So it's three different types of here mentioned in the pasuk. Nimtzu shlosha isronim v'shlish l'chol min v'min. So if there are three types of matzah, each of them with 10 loaves and 10 isronos of flour in total, so it turns out that each type of matzah has 3 1/3. The math is easy. So nimsa shlosh asron v'shlish l'chol min v'min v'shalosh chalos li saron, and there were 3 chalos per isaron because each unit of 10 was made of 3 1/3. V'nimsu, and it also turns out that lach metoda arboim, that there were 40 lach metoda notal mehem arba. And they would take a total of 4, right? Because the truma that you give over here is 1/10. That we already established further up on the Yamud. V'nosin l'kohen, so you give 4 out of the 40 to a kohen. V'ashar nechol l'bailam, and the rest can be eaten by the owner. Zomer mar, v'ikruv mimenu min amechubar. It says that you have to give it from the attached. Ela me'ata t'chsiv vel kol chelbo. By a korban, it says vel kol chelbo yarim mimenu. That all of the fat You should raise up onto the mizbeach. So also my mechubar iko. What mechubar is there? And it says, and it's the same lashon of vehikriv. So how do we know that what fat is mechubar here when you're putting the emurim and on the mizbeach? So k'd Rav Chista. So he says like Rav Chista Amar Avimi. Amar Rav Chista Amar Avimi. Sholiyinateach basar kodem shitol emurim, that you shouldn't cut up the meat before the emurim is taken. So taka, when the emurim is put onto the mizbeach, it still is attached because you haven't yet cut the meat. So amar mar, nemar kan truma. It says over here truma. V'nemar b'trumas meiser truma. And it says by trumas meiser truma. So the Gemara got off on a tangent, but now we're back to what we started with in the Mishnah. That how do I know that the truma that I'm giving over here from the lachmei toda is 1/10? So we tried proving it from trumas meiser. So now the Gemara comes back and says, how do I know I prove it from trumas meiser? Maybe I should prove it from trumas midyan. V'nelef mit trumas midyan. Why don't we prove it from trumas midyan, which was 1/500? So says the Gemara, done in Truma Neheges Ledoros, Mitruma Neheges Ledoros, Valtokiach, Truma's Minyan, Shein Neheges Ledoros. Why? Because it makes more sense to learn a Truma that's Noeg Ledoros, because every time you bring a carbon toda and the loaves, you have to give Truma from a Truma that's Noeg Ledoros, i.e., Truma's Meiser. Don't learn a Truma, Shenoeg Ledoros, the amount of Truma that I have to give by the Lachmei Toda, from the type of Truma of Truma's Midyan, which was relevant only at a single point. At a single point in history. So v'nelef mitrumas chala. Why don't we learn it from trumas chala, from the shir of chala? There's a machlokas here in the Rashi and the Ksav Yad. One says that it's 1/24. The other said it's 1/48. So Tana de Bei Rabbi, and I should mention the Yachronim struggle with that the inyan of chala is daraisa, but according to many, the shir of chala is only midrabanan. So we're trying to learn over here a din daraisa of truma on the lachmei toda from chala, where the shir is only midrabanan. So they struggle with it. Some say that it's only in esmachta; it's not really a real limud. But maybe we should learn it from chala instead of 1/10. It should be either 1/24 or 1/48. So tana de Rabbi Shmuel done in davar shenemar bo mimenu. Trumas Hashem, midover shenemar bo truma l'Hashem. No, so we should learn something that has the same words mentioned in the pasuk. Lafuke trumas chala lo nemar bo mimenu truma l'Hashem. So why don't I learn it from chala? Because the same words truma l'Hashem are not written in the pasuk. It says truma l'Hashem by the truma that I take from lachmei toda. It says truma l'Hashem from the truma that you have to take from trumas meiser. Therefore, I learned the measurement of truma by lachmei toda from trumas meiser. Just like over there, it's a tenth. So too over here, it's a tenth. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up from Boi Rava tomorrow, God willing.